time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' preseason win over Philadelphia.
Good to see everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Great first start. Great to see the guys, the effort, the intensity. Everybody trying to do whatever they could do to play their best out there. And like I told them, these are opportunities to learn, you know, and you have an opportunity. Every single person, we learn a lot as a team. We will when we watch the tape. And every single person can learn something, whether they played or not, about themselves through the course of this game. So now what do we do with it? That's what determines where we go from here. So hopefully we'll make the most of it. I believe in our guys, and I believe that they will make the most of it. So, but it's a great game, fun game. I thought our defense really stepped up in the second half big time. Two sudden change stops, two turnovers. See those guys make the plays. Stiffened up against the run quite a bit, which was great. So, and that's ended up being the difference in the game. Then the offense closing it out at the end in the two-minute, four-minute drill. That was really good to see. So great. What questions do you have?
John, closing out that first half, Justin Tucker with the 60-yarder. I mean, could he have hit that ball? It seemed like he was just straight down the middle when
he hit it. He hit it perfect. I mean, he hit it right on the screws, and it carried him. As soon as it came off his foot, I just thought, man, that's going through. You know, you could tell, and he hit it straight. But also, credit to the offense, you know. Credit to everybody from the quarterback, receivers. I mean, Tread made a couple, you know, great plays in there. Josh made some nice throws. Offensive line protected. Pretty much penalty free, which is big in that situation. So they got Tucker to field goal range at 60, I guess.
John, part of that field goal range and having Tucker kick, was that because you wanted to see Tyler Ott snapping and working with that unit, or was there a purpose behind having Tucker kick tonight?
You mean kicking that field goal?
Having Tucker in at for kicking all of this preseason game instead of maybe grabbing a different kicker for something?
No, we just haven't been able to with the roster. We wouldn't be opposed to having another kicker in here, and we may still do that. You know, we've looked at some guys. We got a good list of guys. We might want to take some workload off them. That's something we definitely talked about. We just didn't feel like we had the roster freedom to do it right now.
John, we saw Kyle Huntley go into the locker room. Any update on that?
No, there's no major injuries. I mean, there's little things here and there. I'm not really going to comment on them too much, but you can know there's nothing major with anybody.
John, you had talked about how excited you were to see Ajabo out there in this kind of situation. How did you feel like he did with the time that he had tonight?
I thought he looked good. He was physical as could be. You know, he had one he wants back, you know, on a quarterback scramble. But other than that, I thought he was physical and tough and had good power rushes going. And he looked good. I know he was excited to play. That was a good thing. These two guys sitting here, I mean, these two guys taking the lead. You know, Darryl going to safety. He told me toward the end, he goes, I'm going to close this thing out for you. And he did. You know, he made that play. And then Malik was just all over the field throughout the course of the game playing great football. But not just those two guys. They'll talk about it. And they're the kind of the guys that you saw, but there were a lot of good guys out there playing well.
John, we've seen a lot of Zay Flowers. There's been a lot of talk about Zay Flowers all summer. Not so much talk about how he could create by drawing penalties. What do you see? What is it about him that generates that kind of that forces defenders to penalty? You know.
Well, I mean, I think if you're hard to cover, you know, guys will tend to grab sometimes, you know, so that can be part of it. That's probably the basic premise of the whole thing. I mean, you know, he's got great feet and great acceleration, change of direction, and the defensive back, you know, if he's in coverage, he has to match that. It's the same in tackling. You've got to match that as well. So that's what good players do, and I'm excited to see him continue to grow.
John, what did you make of Keaton Mitchell, who looked explosive offensively and had a couple of good returns?
He did. He looked good. Good to see the return game. I thought that where he carried the ball was good. He got the ball north and south most of the time and did a great job with that. That was good to see. I thought all the backs did a really good job. I mean, Melvin, he was making people miss, and even when he didn't have blocking, did well. And Gus, he had a couple of good, strong runs. That third down run, we almost got the first down. That was a physical run. So Justice had some good runs. And at the end, our guy, you know, he did a nice job of closing that thing out, you know, and he was physical and downhill, and I told him, I said, it's a first down, get down, you know. So he almost got the first down, you know, and it was a great run. So happy with those guys.
John, Tyler Wallace had a nice touchdown catch. Can you just talk about, I guess he's kind of building on and building practice and training camp as well?
He said Tyler's had a really good camp. I mean, you could see it in camp, the way he was moving, plays he was making. And then, you know, I was just hopeful. We talked about it before the game. I was just hopeful he'd get some opportunities because you know he's going to do well. Same thing with Devin, you know, on that fade versus, you know, off man, half the distance in the red zone, that man coverage technique that they use. And couldn't have been a better throw and a better route on that play, the first touchdown.
Coach, you've talked about guys like Tyler and guys like Malik, and you've been talking about how good a camp he's been having. And now we see it translate to actual games. How does it feel to see those practice plays and those reps translate to an actual game against an actual opponent?
I mean, that's what you wait for. You're excited. That's why you're excited for the game, because you want to see it in a game, you know, when guys are tackling people and playing the game. Just so, you know, it's not like we doubted that they were going to play that way, you know, but you see it in real life, it kind of, you know, that's why we do what we do.
We do one more for Coach.
John, how did you think, I know it was only two drives, but how did you think Tyler came in and played?
I thought he played well. Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, he came in there and was a spark. And, the timing passing game was good. He was accurate, got the ball out, moved around and made some plays with his legs when he had to. Yeah, I thought he played very well.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Great. Thanks, guys.